gridiron.
Shut your mouth, podcasting.
Yards, touchdowns.
Shut your mouth, podcasting. First round draft pick. Believe we got stats, kid. Quarterback sacking. 100-yard dashing. So tap in for the action.
Welcome to the Sim Podcast Show. I'm your co-host, Eric, and I'm always joined by my co-host, Ron. What up, Ron?
What's going on?
You know what we do? We talk about the National Football League on a weekly basis, including the playoffs. And Ron, this is week number 5. We had 4 games already. How do you feel? I know your team is 3-1. How do you feel overall?
Listen, I still feel pretty good. 3-1 in the driver's seat in our division. Don't like a lot of the issues we've been having the Steelers with their health, especially along the offensive line. We've lost quite a few people there, but I'm pretty confident still in the direction the team's heading. So, listen, there's not a lot to complain about.
Meanwhile, the rebuild continues with New England, and I'm not going to complain because people are like complaining left and right. Fans, journalists, even the old Robert Kraft is complaining. I'm not going to ride that boat. It's a rebuild. So get over it. It's just rebuilt. What do we have today? We always have the NFL news. We have our week 4 reviews for the teams, the predictions. Then we have the week 5 predictions, our team's predictions, and then followed by the upset specials, and then we always finish with the power rankings.
The controversial power rankings.
So let's talk about this NFL news, and let's start with the Davante Adams trade. When it first came out, Ron, I thought Antonio Pierce was like, hey, people weren't going full speed. What, they were making business decisions. I really thought he was talking about Jack Jones, but now we know that he was talking about Davante all this time.
Yeah.
So what are the teams that are looking like they might get Mr. Adams?
Well, I mean, there's a few teams I think that would be interested, right? He's already, Davante come out and allegedly said that he wants to potentially look at like the Saints or Kansas City, right? So who wouldn't want to play for the Jets, excuse me. So who wouldn't want to go back to the two quarterbacks you played for, right? Who doesn't want to play for Aaron Rodgers? And then, you know, he's close friends with Carr. So those are two teams for sure. Kansas City, we know that they just lost Rice, right, for the season. So they're probably in a need for another receiver.
And I think it came out, Ron, that the Raiders are not trading within the division.
They should not. I wouldn't.
That's just Adam's preference.
Yeah. And then Pittsburgh, right? So all season long, we've talked about the Steelers, you know, supposedly needing a second receiver. They tried to go after Brandon Ayuk. That kind of fell through. So perhaps they're interested. It sounds like they're interested. You know, we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because apparently he has some kind of like thigh injury or leg injury. I don't know how authentic it is. So I don't know if he's even going to play in this game.
Yeah.
So this is, it's going to be up in the airs, and I can't wait for that Adam Schefter tweet saying that he got traded.
Where do you think he's going to end up?
Personally, I think he'll go to the Saints. I just don't know if they have draft capital, because I think they want a second round pick. I don't know what their status is with the draft, but it would be stupid to trade him in conference.
Yeah.
Steelers or Jets, it would just be dumb. But anything, we are talking about the Raiders, so.
No, I mean, the Steelers play them like week 6, so I don't foresee that happening.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's talk about probably the most hyped team in the National Football League, the New York Jets. Are they any good? Because now I'm kind of starting to regret picking them to win the East.
Yeah, I told you they're overrated. One, their defense yeah, they're okay. They're good, but not, I wouldn't classify them as a great defensive unit. And then offensively, outside of Wilson, you know, the receivers aren't anything spectacular. I like Breece Hall, I like the other running back they got, but, you know, I don't think that's necessarily sufficient to guarantee them a playoff spot.
The rumors coming out of this that the offense stinks. It's not so much the defense. I mean, yeah, the defense has holes, but the offense stinks. And they don't know if it's Hackett, if it's Rodgers, or if it's Salah. Because Wilson already come out and say that, hey, I see every Sunday teams are doing something different. Why don't we do that? And Breece Hall is not really getting the ball. The other guy is getting the ball. So why last year they were semi-good, but this year they're just really bad? Is it Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily it's all on Aaron Rodgers. I think it's, you know, he's not an easy person to get along with. it's going to be his way or the highway, basically. But I think it's more than just one side of the ball, too. You said, you know, their defense is playing okay. They gave up 32 points that first game against the 49ers. So they were out of that before it even started. you know, I think just collectively, you know, there's just a disconnect for sure, especially on offense, especially with Rodgers and the coach Salah. Those two, you can tell there's a lot of friction there. They don't see eye to eye. So, and that, you know, people see that. The other players, I'm sure, are feeding off of that. And especially when, you know, you're 2-2, the expectations are high. That can lead to some frustration. And that's probably what we're seeing right now.
I mean, right now they're 2-2, and they're playing the Vikings in London on Sunday morning. And then after that, the schedule doesn't get easier. They got the Bills, they got the Steelers, Patriots. That should be a quick win. Then they got the Texans, the Cardinals are not necessarily a quick win. So it's not like they're going to get easy schedule going forward.
Yeah.
They should have won maybe except for the 49ers, they should have won three games in a row. They should have beaten the Titans, beaten the Patriots, beaten the Broncos. And that game against the Broncos was terrible. Terrible.
Salah, we were talking before we started recording. He's probably out, right, after the season if they don't make the playoffs.
He's on the hot seat for sure. He's definitely on the hot seat. Let's talk about week number four. I was about to say three. Four. And let's, again, Ron, you still have the lead 35-33, but I think I won week number four. I don't know. I did the totals. I always send it to you to double check. Oh, no, you beat me by one point. So listen, this is a close race.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there any game that you saw and you made me, other than, of course, your upset special, which let's just talk about the upset special. You were rooting for the Giants.
I was. Had them winning 26-24, and they had multiple chances to win that game. I thought they left a whole lot of points out on the field. There were some questionable decisions not to go for it on fourth down, I think. And they, you know, they had to settle for a lot of field goals instead of, you know, scoring touchdowns. And that was the difference. But they had their opportunity to win. I think they blew it. So that was a miss on my part.
When we were watching the game, I was just thinking about Saquon Barkley the whole time, because Singletary wasn't really doing anything. Even though the Dallas defense, you can run on them, he wasn't really doing anything. And I was just like, why didn't they just keep Saquon Barkley? Why?
Yeah, but Saquon wouldn't have gotten any yards, too. The line just wasn't blocking. And I think that, you know, Dallas heard it all week about how poor of a run defense that they've had. They probably coached them out to say, hey, if there's one thing we're going to do, we're going to take away the run this game. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, because neighbors, they were moving the ball fine. They just couldn't get it in. Yeah, they just Giants, very disappointed. On the opposite spectrum, Washington Commanders.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say.
I mean, do they punt ever? No. I think that there's been two games since they punted. That offense is comparable to the Saints offense. It's just high drive. They're going to score a lot of points. Their defense is, I think, is last.
Yeah.
On yards allowed. So it's a weird balance, but it's working. They're first place in the NFC East. Whatever it is that Daniels is doing is working.
Not only did they win that game, that was your upset special, but they won like by a mile.
And
42 points, you know, 42-14. I just didn't see that coming at all. I'm not surprised they won, but just to put a beat down on the Cardinals like they did is just unbelievable.
Well, what did I say last week? I said this is Kingsbury's revenge game.
True.
And he proved that he was going to put it on them. Put on Arizona on in check, and they did. Let's talk about your Steelers. They win against the Colts, and they lost, but they scored a lot of points in the second half. So, and I think their defense is pretty good in the second half. So, it was basically a tale of two halves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They showed up unprepared, which is not surprising, right? And I had warned everybody about a letdown game. This was it. This had all the makings of a letdown game because people were talking about Dallas looking ahead, 1 week ahead. You know, Indianapolis had played so poorly. Steelers defense had leading up to that game had been fantastic. Everyone was crowning them one of the greatest defenses ever. I knew they would come out flat. And, you know, Tomlin chose to take the ball in the second half, expecting the defense will come out and, you know, get a quick three and out. And the guys just didn't show up defensively. They just weren't prepared. The linebackers looked terrible. There was no pass rush whatsoever. They did a great job on TJ Watt. He was either doubled or, you know, they chipped him like every single time. And they just went up and down the field that first half and embarrassed us. And then offensively, you know, if you announce your game plan to the entire world, right, and Tomlin does this, we want to run the ball, right? We want to start off faster, but like be physical and run the ball. If you announce that to every team and you don't freaking change your game plan, teams will know how to stop you. So I think part of the reason offensively that we've been starting slow is we're not changing anything. And Tomlin today said he has no plans on changing anything with the game plan. So I expect him to come out slow again this week. But I think offensively, Tomlin, Arthur Smith is holding them back a little bit, just being a little too conservative, not letting Justin Fields just, you know, play, letting him go, because that's what he did in the second half, as you mentioned. And he always almost led us to a comeback, but unfortunately, some errors at the end cost us the game.
So how much do you put this on Flacco coming in and passing instead of Richardson?
I think Flacco made a difference for sure. Flacco's a great quarterback, period. Right? He wouldn't be in the league this long if he wasn't a good quarterback. So he picked us apart. We had to change our game plan. Couldn't get any pressure to him on him. Stuck to the zone, and he just went up and down the field. That's what he does. That's what he does, right? He's just been in the league long enough where he knows the right reads. If you sit back, he's going to pick you apart. If you try to send a blitz at him, he's going to pick you apart because he sees it coming. He's just a smart quarterback at this stage. So I think that made a huge difference for sure. but I think, again, a lot of it was like guys just weren't mentally prepared. We got like outpunched at the beginning of the game. They were way more physical than we were. Najee got hit hard, right? Najee was running into a wall the entire game. Like as soon as he touched the ball, there was like guys like right in front of him. He didn't get any rushing lanes whatsoever. And at one point he got hit super hard. And you never see that happen.
Yeah, he usually goes forward.
Yeah,
he falls forward.
Yeah. So they just weren't prepared to me, right? And they just didn't seem They seem like they expected just to roll over the Colts, and they ended up like getting punched, and they're like, took them a little bit to get their feet settled. And by the time they did, it was a little bit too late. And that to me falls on coaching. It does. No matter what anyone says, it falls on coaching. And there were some opportunities too. Tomlin, this is probably his worst coach game. The way he used his timeouts, the flag he threw, the challenge flag he threw that he shouldn't have thrown, the time he should have thrown the challenge flag, you know, that he didn't. I just think it was a poorly coached game on his end too.
Yeah, he's definitely not going to get away with that with the next game.
But I told everybody, right, last week, this was going to be a letdown game. Anyone who's a Steelers fan and been one for a long time, especially under Mike Tomlin, knows that if you play a crappy team, it'll be the Panthers, doesn't matter who, we're going to play down to their level because for whatever reason, he can't get the keep the team motivated to, you know, and you know, for those games.
Well, I don't know what the record, his record is when he's a favorite compared to an underdog, but when he's at the underdog, he just focuses every although team focuses. When he's favored, I don't know what happens. It's just like he just takes a week off. I don't know what happens. The Patriots. I mean, what can you say? What can you say about this team that hasn't been said already? They still haven't reached 200 yards passing in the last four games since the season started. They had 300 total yards against the Seahawks and they lost that game. I mean, David Andrews, the center.
Hurt
for the year, so they lost him. And he was, I was looking up his stats, Ron. He got drafted in 2015. Guess how many total penalties in 9 years? 21. 21 penalties in 9 years. I'd given one, I think he got hurt 1 year, so he didn't play a whole year, but now he's out. So they're going to have to like find somebody from the practice squad. This offensive line is just keeps getting more and more terrible. But yet, Ron, why do you want to see Drake May?
Well, we talked about this over the weekend, right? So you know what your team is. You know what Brissett is. This is not a playoff team. We can all agree to that.
Yes.
So to me, there's two options. Either sit and wait and, you know, sit the entire season, not part of the season, not like bringing him in after, you know, the bye week. Sit your quarterback the entire season because you know the offensive line isn't going to improve, right? And bring him out next year and start from scratch, basically, because he would have had no, like, real in-game playing. Or you play him, throw him to the fire, see what you got. See, even with the bad line, is he someone that can make reads, make the right throws? Can you work with what you have?
So you can do that in practice?
Absolutely not. Practice is practice, right? You have to see some live game action to really evaluate if that guy can call a play in the huddle, number one, right? Can execute the any changes to the play, to play call, audibles, line adjustments, that sort of thing. That you can only get from playing. And if you're not playing the entire year, you're basically taking a redshirt year and you're saying, okay, he's going to be my quarterback next year. The reason I'm playing him, and we talked about this again, is because do I think he's going to take some hits? Absolutely. Do I think he needs to get up and keep playing, you know, and show that he's tough? Yes, I think he needs to do that. But I think what I'm worried about is, let's say they go the whole season, don't play him. Let's say you got the second or third pick again next year. There's a lot of good quarterbacks coming out. Shooter Sanders is one of them. You're telling me, after not seeing Drake May the entire season, right, that you're going to pass on Shooter Sanders because you're so confident in Drake May without actually seeing him on the field? You're going to pass on Shooter Sanders just to build up your O-line or something like that? No, you got to like see what you got, see if there's potential there. And then if there is, if you play him 8, 9, 10 games, you say, okay, This guy is continuing to grow, right? He can be somebody. He's going to be our quarterback. Then you build around him, right? Next year, you go out for your offensive line. But if you play him and you see, man, this guy doesn't have it at all, he's not what we thought, you're back right in the market, you know, for another quarterback. But if you don't see him at all, it's saying I'm punting on the season and I'm taking my, I'm rolling with Drake May regardless.
I disagree. First of all, I disagree because Jerod Mayo has come out and said that he's basically not their starter. It's going to be Brissett. Until that offensive line shows some kind of passing, blocking, running block, they're not going to put Drake May out there because he's only 21 years old. He doesn't know the system. He only played in North Carolina, I think, 2 years. So he doesn't know the system. And until he knows the system well enough, he's not... He hasn't shut the door on saying, like, no, he's not going to play this season. But the reporters keep asking, hey, when is Drake May going to show? And he just keeps telling them, hey, we're not ready. We're not ready. And I kind of agree with him with, like, hey, why would you put him out there? Your offensive line is not ready.
But your offensive line will never. Can you agree that he will never be ready?
I don't know about never. That,
like this season,
I can't say never.
Like, what's going to change between now and the end of the season where your offensive line all of a sudden is going to be
there's
that
money.
Much better?
There's money.
You
there.
Just lost.
They're under the
Andrews,
cap,
like you said. Right?
There's money.
Like, how are you going to improve that offensive line? How are you going to see a drastic change between now and the end of the season? Your offensive line. You're just not.
I don't know. I don't know because I'm not there for the practices. Mm-hmm. I can only see the games and whatever the journalists write.
Well, the games just showed me 6 sacks. That's what they showed me. They're not going to get. They're not a great line. They're going to continue to be.
So basically, you're disagreeing with Tom Brady.
What do you mean?
Because he said don't play him.
Well, I think he's saying don't play him not because of. The offensive line, right, is because maybe he's hearing something about Drake May not being ready, right?
You don't think he's ready?
Drake May? I don't know. I haven't seen him.
See, that's the thing. It's like we don't know.
Yeah.
We just get little tidbits from practice that, oh, he's improving. He's improving, but we won't know until he's actually playing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And what happened when he actually played?
Yeah.
He got hit twice. He almost got an interception.
What? So what? It doesn't matter.
Because then,
I don't care if he goes out and throws 2 or 3 interceptions.
Let him. That's why he. And then if Brissett gets hurt, put in Drake May.
I'm telling you, just because I've seen it with throughout the league, right? And the Steelers were in the same situation too, where they committed, right, to Kenny Pickett. And it backfired on him, on the Steelers. You got to play and see what you have. Do not put yourself in a situation. If I'm the owner of the Patriots, where next year you got the first 2 or 3 picks, and you're like, damn, is Drake May the guy? I don't know. I didn't see him at all. Don't put yourself in that situation.
I think they know. And I think...
They know that he is the guy.
Yeah, because, listen, Elliot Wolf... His dad was the GM for the Green Bay Packers when Brett Favre was there and Aaron Rodgers was there. And you never saw Aaron Rodgers. It was Brett Favre. Now, granted, Brett Favre is not Brissett, but this is how they develop the quarterbacks. They want to see them do well in practice. They want to see them do well 7-on-7, 11-on-11s.
And hey, I'm okay if it takes 2 years and then he turns out to be a stud. Like, just to be clear, what I'm not okay about is passing on what could potentially be your franchise quarterback. And I'm not a huge Shrewder Sanders fan at all. I think I like some of the other guys that are coming out. I think next year's class, like I've been saying, is just as deep as this year's class. What I'm saying is don't miss out on your opportunity to get one of those guys that you might be more confident in
because
you're stuck with Drake May, who you haven't seen all season.
I think that when the Giants gave him that, you know, they wanted Drake May and the Giants were like, hey, do you want to trade places and we'll give you draft picks? They should have taken, if they were truly, truly in a rebuild year, they should have taken the Giants poo-poo platter for Drake May. But that's neither here nor there. Basically, what I'm trying to say is the defense is not even that good for the Patriots because they're giving up 60 points through four games. They're just bad. They're just bad. So it is what it is. San Francisco blew them out. No shock there.
What is the fan base saying? Like, is it more people who want to start Drake May, or
you think there was? I saw a poll the other day on Twitter, and people are like, "No, sit him." But some of the journalists who actually have access to practices, they were like, "No, Drake May is ready. You should play him." So, I mean, I don't want to be in Gerard Mayo's feet or foot or place, but. I mean, he's getting pulled from every side.
Yeah.
He's basically leaving it to Van Pelt to decide when it's ready, and I guess it's not.
Okay.
Let's talk about week number 5, Ron. And we're going to skip the Thursday night game because... Oh, no, actually, no. We can actually talk about it. Thursday night, the Bucs against the Falcons.
Ooh, it's a big game here.
Atlanta, 1.5. It's a spread. The over and under is 43.5. Ron, who'd you go with?
Listen, this is going to be a really tight game. And I told you, I had Atlanta winning the division. I don't think I'm going to change that. Tampa's playing good. They just came off a huge win. Who they just beat this week?
Philly, but Philly's another subject altogether.
Yeah, but they put up 33 points on them, though. So, but regardless, I'm sticking with Atlanta. I'm not, confident in it. I think it's going to be a good game regardless, but I got Atlanta winning this one.
It was a toss-up when I saw the spread. I was like, it's going to be a tight game. I don't know what defense I like the best of these two teams because their defense, I feel like they're not great, but Atlanta has the edge. But I still picked Tampa only. And I saw what Baker Mayfield said about when Tom Brady was playing there.
What did he say? I missed this whole.
Basically, he said that before he got there, it was very tight. It was a very stressful situation, scenario. And they asked him like, hey, can you line up the Bucs? Because they were tight when Tom Brady was here. That's what he said.
He's a perfectionist.
So when Tom Brady heard that on the cast, may I add, he put up that. He said, you know what's stressful? Not winning a championship. That's stressful.
That's just petty.
If you want to have fun, I take my kids to Disneyland. That's what he said. So it was a clapback, and I kind of agree with him. Like, listen, being a Super Bowl champion is not easy. It's not fun in games. It's not, ha, 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 we had a great practice. This is how it is, man. I mean, Baker Mayfield, learn from the best. You gotta. It's not fun and games when you're out there. You gotta tackle. You gotta block everything. Having said all that, I still went with Tampa because I feel like if I look at these quarterbacks, Cousins, Mayfield, if Baker Mayfield plays, to his potential, I like the Bucs, so I picked the Bucs.
Okay.
Sunday morning, actually.
Yeah.
This is a London game. New York Jets, which we were just talking about, against the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are favored by 2.5. The 45.5 is the over and under. Ron, would you pick?
I don't know why this point spread's 2.5. I think everyone's taking Minnesota seriously at this point, and should be. We'll talk about that when we get to our rankings, but I think Minnesota should win this one pretty easily. I don't see anything in the Jets, offense yet that scares me. And like you said, the defense hasn't been playing that great either. So give me Minnesota.
Yeah, I went with Minnesota too. I mean, funky things happen.
That's true. In London.
In London. Yeah. Or any country that's not, that's not the U.S. But I still like Minnesota. I still like Brian Flores' defense. I think he's going to make Aaron Rodgers move. A lot of blitzes. I like what Minnesota's doing. So I went with Minnesota. The next game is the Panthers at Bears. Bears are favored by 4. 41.5 is over under. Ron, would you pick?
I got the Bears. I know Carolina's playing better. Caleb got his, is this his first win with the Bears?
Think so.
It might be his first win, or at least his first touchdown, I think is what I...
They're 2-2.
Yeah, okay, so give me the Bears. Listen, I was higher than on them on the preseason. Probably too high, admittedly too high. But I think they'll start to get things going. They have a lot of talent on that team. There's no reason why, you know, they shouldn't win this game.
Yeah, I picked the Bears too because I'm not fully on the Panthers where I can trust them. I know they Andy Dalton is playing, but I'm still not 100%, especially with the defense. So I pick the Bears. The next game is the Ravens at the Bengals. Our Ravens are favored by 2.5. 50.5 is the points over under. Ron, who'd you go with?
This game makes me a little bit nervous too, but listen, I think Baltimore is a better team. They were in my rankings last week. They've been in my rankings, I think, the entire time. They're not falling out. I think they're a better team. They're going to win this one.
Yeah, we talked about the Bengals at the beginning of the year. They start out slow. I know this is October now. I still think they're still trying to figure things out. I went with the Ravens. 2.5. It might move, but 2.5, it sounds about right. The next game is the Browns at Washington. Washington is actually favored by 3. 44.5 is the open under. Ron, who'd you go with?
Well, with Washington, they seem to be the truth. So, will anyone figure them out? Figure out that offense? I don't know. I think Washington is going to win this one. I don't like what's going on in Cleveland. I know Chubb is back at practice, I think. So, you know, he probably got like 2 or 3 weeks before he plays. But give me Washington to win this one.
Yeah, I pick Washington too because, again, they're going to start Watson. And I refuse to actually even go for the Browns as long as Watson is starting. And we don't know. Is he good? We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know. So until that happens, I'm gonna go against the Browns. So I picked Washington. Next game is the Colts at Jacksonville. Jacksonville for somehow is favored by 3. The over-under is 46.5. Ron, who'd you pick?
I'm taking Jacksonville, right? So I'm going to assume that Flacco is not playing. So there's going to be a lot of turnovers this game. And Jacksonville will get off this night and you know, figure out how to win a game here. So I think the losing streak finally ends and they pull this one out.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I think Flacco does start because Richardson, he got hit pretty hard. And I think there was after where he came back, he went to the blue tent, he came back, he ran a play, and then he
went back out.
He went back out. So I don't know what his health status is. Today's Wednesday, so I have to look at the injury report. But I pick Indy as long as Flacco is starting. If he's not starting, I'm going to go with that Jacksonville. The next game, Bills at Texans. Bills are favored by 1 point. The over and under is 47.5. Ron, who'd you go with?
I'm going with Houston. I know Bills came off a really impressive win last week. Actually, it was lost.
They lost.
That's right. They got dump trucked by the Ravens. That's right. But the Bills have played well up to that point. But Houston, I think, is going to surpass Buffalo this season. I think Buffalo is going to take a step down this year. I know they were impressive beginning of the year. Give me Houston to win this one.
I went with Buffalo only because I don't think it's Mixon's back. I don't think he's still back.
I think he's back at practice this week.
He's back at practice. Houston is not the same team when they don't have a running game for some reason. That's why I don't trust them, but I think Buffalo, they got embarrassed by Baltimore. They should be better this game. It's on the road. Baltimore game was on the road and they were just embarrassed. So I don't think that Josh Allen will let it happen 2 weeks in a row. The next game is the Raiders at Broncos. Denver is favored by 3. 36.5 is the over and under. Ron, who'd you go with?
You mean Denver, right? Coming off an impressive win.
Was it impressive?
I mean,
Bo Nix had -7 at halftime. Was it impressive?
It's the Jets. So
60 yards total.
Yeah. Regardless, they won. A win's a win. The Raiders are dysfunctional, and this game's in Denver. Give me Denver to win this one.
I picked the Raiders only because I just don't like Bo Nix, and I don't think he's a real quarterback. Even though Sean Payton, it's a real coach, I don't think Bo Nix is, and I like Minshew, so...
Name a receiver on the Raiders, not name Devontae Adams.
They took Jacoby Myers from us.
Oh, okay. That's the only reason you know.
They have that little white guy.
Who?
Penthro?
No, I don't think he's...
No, not the white guy. The tight end from Georgia. Brock?
Yeah, they got tight ends,
They got a good team. I don't know who the running back is, but they got a good... Cardinals at 49ers. Niners are favored by 7 points. Over and under is 49.5. Ron, who'd you go with?
49ers. I don't trust the Cardinals.
I went with the 49ers. Brock Purdy has really impressed me this season because he's doing it all. He's throwing on the run. He's throwing on the blitz. He's calling audibles. This dude, has he got an extension yet?
No.
He's going to get a big one because as long as Kyle Shanahan is there, he's going to get paid.
But it's only his second year, right? Or is it third year this
month? I think he's third year. So he's almost, the re-contract is about to expire. Yeah, he's kind of impressed me with no Debo, no McCaffrey. Ayuk is pedestrian receiver, I guess.
But it's a I think that's the Shanahan system.
It's for what? As long as Shanahan is there.
Behind Kim McCaffrey has been excellent.
Yeah, he's been really good. The next game is the Packers at the Rams. Packers are favored by 3.5. 47.5 is the one under. Ron, who'd you go with?
Even the Packers. I think they are getting healthy. Give me the Packers. I love Stafford. You know, he's up and down sometimes. He's still missing his receivers, so I'm not putting any blame on him, but give me the Packers.
Yeah, I got the Packers too. I think Minnesota, I know there were some garbage points at the end, but I think that they can still score. I think Love is coming back. He should be okay for this game, I know. If I was Mike Vay, I would just blitz him, make sure he's there, but I like Green Bay more. Next game, Giants at Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 6. 43.5 is the over and under. Ron, who'd you go with?
Well, I'm not going to pick the Giants again, that's for sure. So give me Seattle to win, and I think they'll cover that spread.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed with Seattle against Detroit that Monday night game. I thought they hung with them.
Geno Smith looked good.
Played
excellent.
Even Walker looks good.
Yeah.
It was hard to get down.
Yeah.
So I think Mike McDonald is doing a good job. He got that first year bump. Let's talk about our teams, Ron. And the first, Miami at New England. The spread is 1 point for New England. The over and under 35.5. Ron, what's your prediction?
Give me New England to win this game. I don't like what's going on in Miami whatsoever. So New England's going to find a way to win 20-19. Should have talked about this, but Miami, did you see Hill on the sidelines? He was so frustrated. I don't blame him for being frustrated, but they need Tua back for sure. New England's going to win 20-9.
Yeah, I got New England winning 17-10. And I don't even know if Miami gets to 10 points. Huntley, he looked like he just signed with Miami. He didn't know the plays, he did the count. There was a lot of penalties. Maybe he's a little better, but not enough to win this game. And I think New England The fans are going to start throwing a pitchfork if they don't win this game. For sure. The next,
if they lose, you throwing May in there at that point or no?
Like starting or like fourth quarter?
To start.
Not to start. I see fourth quarter, yes, if they're losing by a lot. But not to start. Like to start, you would have to have Brissett get injured.
So you're okay with losing, basically.
It's a rebuild year. I'm okay.
Okay.
It's a rebuild year. I'm perfectly fine with it. Perfectly fine. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is favored by 2.5, which is never good. Never good. The over and under is 42.5. Ron, who'd you pick?
Listen, Pittsburgh was embarrassed last week. I kind of expected that to happen. I think they rebound here. No Brandon Cooks for Dallas. No Dexter Lawrence. No
Parsons.
I got 26-17. I think Fields has a good, really good game. Gets us over 20 points. I see us winning this game pretty easily.
When we did the schedule prediction, I had Pittsburgh losing this game. But then the last 4 weeks, we show Dallas is just all over the place.
Yeah.
They don't have a running game.
No running game whatsoever. A lot of injuries now this week.
A lot of injuries. I got Pittsburgh winning 24-21, and I don't even know if Dallas gets 21 points. I think...
You better believe Steelers defense after last week.
This is a Sunday night game, right?
So yeah, they're going to show up pissed off.
Yeah, I just see... who is the offensive coordinator for Dallas now? Because Kellen Moore is Philadelphia.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I don't know, but I hope... I think it's Mike McCarthy. Well, no, I don't... We don't know that for a fact, but yeah. I got Pittsburgh winning. We both had the upset special, which is New Orleans at Kansas City. Kansas City is favored by 5 points. The over-under is 42.5. Ron, what's your prediction?
Yeah, give me New Orleans to win this one 23-20. I think the least talked about story is Mahomes and his interceptions this season. I think he threw another one this week, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to try to pull up his stats real quick, but I got New Orleans winning this one in a surprise upset.
I know they just lost Rice, right? And he was basically the go-to guy. So they really don't have Pacheco. They don't have Rice. Kelsey's a zombie out there. I don't know if they're saving him or he's just not that good anymore. He needs to go back on tour with Taylor Swift. But yeah, I got New Orleans winning 21-14.
Five interceptions so far. Is this the Taylor Swift curse? Swiftie curse?
I don't know if it's a Taylor Swift curse or this is just like, hey, 3 Super Bowls in a row is very, very hard. 2, you can understand, but 3, a lot of things have to go your way. And I don't even... No team in the NFL has won 3 Super Bowls in a row, right? I don't think so. I know Dallas did it. Pittsburgh did it. I don't know. I don't think it's ever been done 3 in a row.
Buffalo has gone to, what, 4 in a row?
4 in a row, but they lost them all. All right, so let's go to our power rankings, Ron.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time on this,
Ron,
for sure.
Who do you have as your power ranking?
All right, so I still have Kansas City number 1 for now. They hold on to that rank. I got Detroit at number 2. Last week I had Buffalo there. Minnesota, I moved them up from number 4. They are at number 3 right now. Houston, I moved from number 6 to number 4. Baltimore, I mentioned they've been in my top 10 the entire time. They were number 9 last week. I got them in number 5. Buffalo, I dropped all the way to 6. I had them at 2 last week. Atlanta, I moved up 1 spot to number 7. Seattle, impressive. I didn't have them ranked in my top 10 last week. I got them at number 8. San Fran, I didn't have in my top 10 either. I was impressed, even though, you know,
it was the Patriots.
They still looked pretty good, and they were only going to get healthier. So I got them at number 9. And then Pittsburgh, I got falling from number 7 to 10 with their loss to the Colts.
Yeah, basically, I don't have any issue with your power rankings. Maybe Atlanta, because they're 2-2. I think they're 2-2. Yeah. And Baltimore is a strong 2-2. As you can see, I actually have them in my ranking.
Strong. So strong 2-2.
They're strong 2-2. So I have Buffalo as my number one, and they didn't show up against Baltimore. So I moved them. I got Minnesota at 1. Kansas City, I still got at number 2. But they are a soft 4-0 team. They are very, very soft. Hence why I picked them to lose this week. I moved Pittsburgh, even though they lost.
Yeah,
I still
walk
moved
me
them.
Through this.
Well, what don't you like? They're 3-1. What don't you like?
They lost to the Colts in embarrassing fashion.
So
how could they move up in your rankings?
So you think that they're not as good as Houston?
No, I don't think. No, not at all. I wouldn't put them. If they were to play, if these two teams were healthy, I think.
No. Right now.
I think Houston would beat them right now.
Wow.
I do.
Low expectation to the Pittsburgh, but I moved them up. I got Detroit, Buffalo, they fell. Seattle, even though they lost to Detroit, I still think they're a good team. I got Houston. I got Tampa Bay. I was going to put New Orleans there, but I was like...
No consideration for Atlanta?
Atlanta still had to prove me. Just like Baltimore did.
They still have to prove me. Can Atlanta be 4-0 right now? 3-1 at the very
least. Listen, what, now that we know that Philadelphia is a team that might be without a head coach next week. We don't know if they're good. I got Washington in my top 10.
Okay.
Got Washington out of nowhere. I think that was, other than Baltimore, I think that was my biggest surprise, that Washington with a rookie QB has made my list as a top 10 ranking.
I'm not putting them in there just yet.
Hey, it's your prerogative. And I got Baltimore because they embarrassed Buffalo. They just scored a touchdown, right? They scored a touchdown.
Yeah. So just to be clear, Baltimore was not in your top 10 at all last week.
All 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
See. No, I'm sorry. They were there week one, they were there.
They dump trucked your number one team last week in Buffalo, and they only moved to the 10th spot.
That's right.
Okay.
And then
you got Pittsburgh moving up, even though they lost. You got Tampa, which is, I wouldn't say that's that questionable. That whole division's up in the air, to be honest with you. But
is Tampa leading the division? Yes. Is Pittsburgh leading the division? Yes. Who else is leading the division that is on my list? Seattle leading the division? Yes.
What's Tampa's record inside the division?
I have no idea.
0-0.
Okay.
Atlanta's 1-0.
Pittsburgh, they haven't played anyone in the division.
Yeah, but Atlanta's 1-0 in the division.
Good for them. It was against, who was it? The Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. We expected that division to be terrible. Terrible. So until they start playing each other, like what's going to happen on Thursday?
Don't put any of those teams in your top.
I tried. Believe me, I tried. And I was like, I got to put Tampa. Because I was like, do I put New Orleans or I put Tampa? I went with Tampa. So every division leader, to me, the fan base is happy because their team is on top. Except for you, Ron, because for some reason you don't think the Seals are good enough. But all the division leaders are on my top 10 because, listen, if you're number one, and I saw a tweet, somebody, I don't know if it was NBC or CBS, but they were like, if the playoffs were to start today, I hate that tweet.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't start today. So, anyways, I put Tampa, Washington, and Baltimore. And maybe next season, we stretch it out to all 32 teams? I don't know. Maybe because we want to keep this podcast to 1 hour, so we can't do every team. Ron, what do you have to say to the Steelers fan out there?
Before I talk about that, where would you have the Patriots?
Dead last. Dead last.
They're not that bad. They're not as bad as...
Well, then, yes, dead last. Because what... I mean, Jacksonville hasn't gotten one, but at least they have a decent offense.
I'm trying to think who would be worse than Carolina.
Just look at the stats and look at who has scored the most points. And dead last is the Patriots. They have a terrible offense. Terrible offense. And you need points to win. Forget about the defense. You just need points to win. Ron, what are you telling the Steelers fans out there?
Listen, don't. If you're a Steelers fan, I know you're disappointed. Let that go. We should have seen that coming. I saw it coming. We should see a bounce back performance this week, especially by the defense that got embarrassed. I think they'll show up this week. I'm hoping, even though Tomlin said they weren't, that they release the reins a little bit with Fields and let him get going early. We should get back on track this week. It's not that I don't necessarily think Dallas is a terrible team, but they're missing a lot of people, right? And this should be a easy win. I'm surprised a little bit by the point spread, but the point spread is more reflective to me about the style of football Pittsburgh plays and how they keep teams close versus like the difference in the talent. Like if you were to put a different coach, I think Pittsburgh would be blowing them out.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is a good barometer, right, to this defense. Because I think, they beat Atlanta's offense, but I think that was the first game and we didn't know what Cousins was able to do. But, you know, they beat the Chargers. They, what was the other team that they beat? Sorry, now I gotta look it up.
I know. Let's see. They beat the Dallas, right?
No, they haven't beat that. They beat the Broncos. Sorry. So they beat the Broncos, Falcons, and Chargers. Broncos and Chargers are not put your wig back offenses. I think Dallas is, especially with Dak. So this is going to be a good barometer. As far as with the Patriots, we both predicted a win. I'm not going to guarantee because I don't have anything on the line, but the Patriots should win this game. This is a layup. This should be a layup, but you can't say that in the NFL.
They're the worst team in the NFL, so.
But are they worse than Miami right now?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Huntley
only has like 1 week of practice.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to beat the guy that has 1 week of practice.
At what point? That's going to be the storyline for the Patriots all season. At what point where you just say, okay, we're not going to win a game. Let's just see what we got. That's what I'm waiting for. I don't think it's going to be this week.
It's not going to be this week. I told you that was Gerard Mayo is not going to put Drake May in peril. He's going to be like, until we have an offensive line that at least gets you 3 seconds to pass the ball before, like, at least block 5 guys, 6 guys. I don't know. It's like, they're already talking about sitting down with Stevenson because the dude fumbles and this team can't afford a turnover. So I'm okay with it.
If Brissett gets hurt, May comes in, and all of a sudden you win like 6 or 7 games, wouldn't you be mad that you just didn't start him for the season?
I don't. That is speculation big time. That is big time speculation. Those aren't the facts. Do you think Drake May has 7 wins in him? What?
Why not?
Have you seen the schedule? It's not like an easy, it's not like Atlanta's schedule where you can just walk right through.
So who's a better quarterback today? Take them off the team. Brissett or May?
Who's a better quarterback?
Yeah. Take them off the Patriots right now. Who would you say is the better quarterback?
It depends on the team. Because if you have an offensive line, Drake May, put him in there. If you have offensive weapons, like actually good receivers, Drake May gonna help him. But then you don't have an offensive line. You don't have.
So what's he just take a beating?
You just take a beating.
Didn't he come out and say, I take offense to people saying that? That I'm just there to take.
So what? He still goes to cash his check at the bank. What does that have to do with anything?
Your job is just to be the, you know, the dummy.
Yeah, that's just take the bullets. Just take the bullets.
Yeah.
He knew what he was signing up. He knew it's only a 1-year deal. So he knew what it's not like 2 years where he's like, hey, give me some help. No, he knew what he was signing up for. Yeah, so this is, sorry to say, I forgot. Episode 101. Next week, we're going to have episode 102. So hopefully, is anything going on that we should know about? Oh, Sunday night. That's when the Steelers play. So
yeah.
Steelers will be on prime time this Sunday. So look out for that. And look out for the Patriots' second victory of the season. Yes. That's what I'm hoping for. So in that case, I'd say peace.
Peace. All right, that's it, guys. That's the end of the show. Thanks so much for all your support and listening today. If you got any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to email us at simsportsmedia@gmail.com. That's S-Y-M-S. PORTSMEDIA@gmail.com. Peace.